So could you just take us through what's in front of us here for a second and what it means to you?
Well, that was the air raid shelters. I used to go in with my family, mm-hmm. my brother and sister, who are twins, and mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. That's my husband and his brother, mm-hmm. who's abroad fighting. Mm-hmm. When the war had stopped, the bombs dropping. That's in Germany. They sent them to clear up with the bulldozers.
Right, yeah. To clean up all the mess.
Yes. That was it. That was him, all of them. Mm-hmm. And those are his release books. Mm-hmm.
So, what was it like for you during the war? How old were you during the war? And
I was evacuated when I was about 9. Mm-hmm. To Burton-on-Trent, just up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to university in Stoke, so it's not too far from Burton.
Yeah. They put me on a farm.
Okay.
I thought I looked like a farmer's girl.
What was daily life like when, as an evacuee?
It was lovely.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it on the farm, yeah. The church was opposite. We used to go to church. It was really nice. They put me there because there was a young girl my age. Mm-hmm. But we were by an airfield. Mm-hmm. And we used to have to sleep under a reinforced table.
All right.
So after 6 weeks, my mum and dad fetched me back.
Oh, really? So you were only gone for 6 weeks? Oh, okay.
They didn't think it was worth, you know. Mm-hmm. And they were upset at us going.
Yeah. I mean, the project that Janice is running is called Don't Send Me Away, Mom. That kind of fits in with your story.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't mind going. It was like an extra... Well, we didn't have a holiday there.
Yeah, yeah.
The war.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all new to us. We didn't mind. Mm. But it was nice to come back to our parents. Mm.
So are you from Birmingham?
Yeah.
Yes. Which area?
When that was... Where were we then? Broadmead Lane, Kings Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly I've lived around Northfield. I live in Longbridge now.
Oh, okay.
That's all we've been
around. So I work in Northfield, so we're trying to get local stories. Could you tell me a little bit about what Northfield was like during World War Two?
When we all moved down to Vineyard Road, they were just doing that, mm-hmm. the hill. And the village was like a country village.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like it is now.
No, it's not a city. Yeah, yeah.
No. They were all nice little shops. Mm-hmm. And my daughters used to go up on a Saturday morning, you know, give them the pocket money. Mm-hmm. They'd get the meat and they'd go and get the shopping and bring mm-hmm. it down to me.
Oh,
really, you know, you could trust people to go out then. Mm-hmm. No problem at all.
So did you say you had daughters during the war?
Yes.
Yes.
Son first.
Yeah.
And then two daughters.
Okay.
And I've got 10 great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I worked in Northfield for 24 years at the cake shop.
At a cake shop?
Yeah.
Is that what you were doing during the war or after?
No.
Did you work during the war?
Yes, I worked at Geskin and Nettlefold making screws and that sort of thing.
Lovely. Cool. That's amazing. It's good to collect people's stories. What I will do, because I don't want to spell your name wrong, is get you to write down your name in my book. What was the slogan?
Nettlefold screws fly high in the blues.
Nettlefold screws fly high in the blues.
Yes.
All right.
On aeroplanes.
Yes.
Screws on aeroplanes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I've got the slogan now as well, so that'll be good.
Please,